Looking for a standard survival Minecraft realm without all the drama? Check out the 77combined.com and see what you've been missing.
It's Friday night, and that can mean only one thing. You're tuned in to the 77th Combine's Cocktail Hour. A weekly show from your favorite Minecraft Bedrock Edition realm, the 77th Combine. We'll discuss current events on the realm, take a look at the latest news from Mojang, and have a grand old time with your favorite players from the realm. And now, your host. Don't let his tongue-tiedness fool you. He really is a semi-decent player. It's J.R. Tazel. And now, the 77th Combine's Cocktail Hour.
Hey, and welcome to 77th Cocktail Hour for the week of Friday, June 16th, 2018. We're here drinking hand for a discussion of what's happening in, on, and around Minecraft, as well as what's going on with the 77th Combine. If you're curious what the 77th Combine is, we are a hard, vanilla, unmodified bedrock realm, a.k.a. not Java. You can find out more information about us and how to apply over at the77thcombine.com. I'm Tazel, coming in here from the Tazelverse Studios. I'm one of the players on the 77th Combine. This week we are joined by Just One Guitar, a.k.a. Jig. Say hey, Jig.
Hello.
And also Spike's going to be reading the news. No, Spike's not reading the news. She can't do that right now. But you know what? We'll get right into that. And we're going to be joined with a whole bunch of other people as well for our main discussion. But right now, let's get on some quick items happening over on the 77th Combine.
From the 77th Combine newsroom, this is a Cocktail Hour special report.
Applications are now reopened for Season 6. Instead of applying via the old Minecraft forums like we used to, users can now directly apply on the new 77th Combine website. Head over to the 77thcombine.com and click on Apply to the Realm header. Please note that if you are on mobile, you'll need to click the menu option first. Miss Grumpy Cat even recently did a short video on how to apply if you'd like to check that out.
Also on the new website is the member focus section. This section will highlight any 77th Combine member that has been on the realm for a while or would like to their profile put up on the website. If you're interested, please reach out to one of the OPs. Bios require a Minecraft player image along with a few paragraphs. Check out the current profiles in the member focus under the Who We Are section.
The realm will be going down for some maintenance on Sunday morning, so for all of you fathers out there, this means perhaps a little more attention and a little less Minecraft. The realm should be down for only about 30 minutes or so as the ops make a few fixes. The expected downtime should happen around 8 a.m. Eastern.
Work has begun on the lighthouse. The plan is to match the post office design while weathering it a little bit by stripping the bark away. We are collecting spruce, sandstone, birch, and blue concrete in chests on the spawn island.
And now for some news around the Minecraft world. There's a new aquatic map treasure hunt going on this month over on the different Minecraft servers for the month of June. They'll be hosting a new aquatic quest map. According to them, it's a Pakor Paradise. In order to find it, you'll need to search for the hidden treasure maps on Mineplex, Mine Boat Network, in PvP, and soon over on CubeCraft Games.
That sounds fun. Netflix has signed a deal with Telltale Games to bring a simple version of the Minecraft story mode to television. It is reported to be part of the new interactive narrative story series on Netflix, akin to the old choose-your-own-adventure books, except in video format. This means you'll get the overall feel of the game with some control without having to play the game itself. The video should be available this fall.
There was a minor update to the pre-release for Java, but not much new to note beyond them removing the new bark textures they added in the last update, as well as adding the packed iced crafting recipe, which is now confirmed to be 9 ice to create 1 packed ice.
The beta is official, is new out on Bedrock in 1.6.0.1. This means that the aquatic update phase 2 should be very close. The new beta contains a number of fixes, along with introducing phantoms and barrier blocks. Please remember, if running the beta, you will not be able to play in realms.
Also coming out next week on the 21st is the Switch edition of Minecraft Bedrock. Switch users have been able to play Minecraft already. However, this will mark the fully featured connection to the rest of the Bedrock platforms. Those already running Minecraft on the Switch can upgrade for free. And for those that need to purchase it new, it'll cost $29.99 in both digital and physical copies. Make sure to say hello to your fellow Switch players and welcome them to the realms that they're now going to be available to play on. PlayStation 4 owners are sadly still left out.
Man, that's really sad. Yeah. Also new, speaking of new and aquatic update, the official Bedrock realm, worst realm ever, is resetting to version 8. This new realm will be starting at an island resort. It will also include the city resource texture pack as an optional download that will work whenever you join the realm. Found out more about this information in the Discord, the official Minecraft Discord. At https://discord.gg/Minecraft.
And of course, each week, Minecraft showcases over on their website a number of creative builds, mashups, and worlds. This week, you can read about and see Hologram House from Nora Builds, A Peaceful Place by Jox, High Rise Society by 8279531640. Yes, that's actually his name. Find them all over at minecraft.net. And that was your news from around the Minecraft and the 77th. Okay, so that is the headlines of the realm and everything that's going on. We are going to start our main conversation here with a bunch of the other people. I believe Spike and Jack and YoMade and a whole bunch of other people are going to be joining us here in just a little bit. But the whole idea of resetting is something that constantly comes up because Minecraft is quite a long, long game. And it is a game with an end. You know, eventually you get to the, you know, literally the end. And you go end exploring, you get your elytras, you see end cities, and then, yeah, what do you do from there? So that brings up a quite large division between Minecraft players. There's the Minecraft players that like the end game. They want to reach the end as fast as possible so they can get their shulkers. They can start doing their really big builds. You know, they play Minecraft for the creative, you know, survival aspect. And then there is the players that play Minecraft to play an adventure game that has a survival and building aspect. And then once, you know, you get to the end and you explore a few end cities and, you know, you build a couple things and then that's sort of it. So what we're going to be sort of starting here is figuring out what is everyone's thoughts here on the, you know, the resetting of a world versus just letting it continue and grow, even though you've reached the end, you've killed the dragon a number of times and that sort of stuff. So, who wants to sort of chime in first here about their thoughts? Don't all speak at once.
Well, so basically it's kind of two parts, I guess. It's, well, you're asking two kind of different questions.
Well, yeah, it's so the first is there's the normal game and no one really debates. OK, well, you play the game, you get to the end, you go on. But what sort of continues on in the realm? You know, what keeps you going on? A lot of times, a lot of realms will, after they defeat the dragon, they get to the end. You know, they have it last for a week or so. Or a week, a month or so, then they'll reset, or maybe they'll last for a couple months and then they'll reset. So it's always fresh and new and people are always building. And we're not talking about resetting for big things like, you know, the aquatic update where all of a sudden you get all these new features if you reset, or, you know, like when the end came out, we reset everything for everything to be working right. So how do you feel about, you know, these resets? You know, is it something you want to see more often? Do you prefer worlds that never reset? and either, you know, everyone just moves to a new area or, you know, tries to start fresh, or, you know, what do you guys think about how to handle this sort of stuff? Because this is something that's come up in, you know, our realm quite a bit. I mean, we're on season 6 right now, so we've reset now 5 times. Season 1 got reset because the end came out. So we're like, well, let's, yes. And it was very laggy as, that was Spike, right?
That was Spike.
Spike beer. So that is one reason. Season 2, I think, was laggy as well. If I remember.
Disconnects.
Yeah. A lot of disconnects, a lot of lag. The earlier realms had a lot of those sort of issues. Yep. Season 3, I think we just decided to end because people were kind of bored with the, again, it sort of run into that situation where we did the end, we did everything. Now what? Then season 4, we reset because people were, well, we were kind of waiting for all the new updates to come out, and as soon as everyone started talking about resetting, that kind of killed the realm. And then season 5 reset because of the aquatic update.
Yeah. Season 5 was kind of like a waiting point, I guess.
Yeah, we weren't originally planning on. In fact, we had a holdover, a 4.5 that was planned, that was going to be completely different. And, well, people wanted to just. They wanted
parade.
To.
Parade.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, 6-month waiting period. Exactly, Monkey. yeah, we weren't expecting it to take quite that long to go. And in fact, we're not even done with aquatic. Turtles are still coming out.
6 months. So bubbles. Bubbles haven't come out either. Yeah,
bubble columns haven't come out.
Man, I mean, that's going to destroy mining.
Bubble columns?
Well, the under diving mining thing.
Mining.
Oh, yeah. The bubble columns.
So you should go out
and mine now while you can.
I've already found a few underwater columns, so it's okay. I got some caves.
Well, can't you breathe in a bubble column?
Yes, but the lava ones, well, the magma block ones will draw you down and you'll get hurt by the magma block. So it makes it just difficult.
So really what we're going to end up seeing is a whole bunch of people. If you go exploring all these random soul sand blocks in the water, huh?
To breathe in those?
Well, they're bubbles. No. I mean, I would expect you to be able to breathe in them.
Wait. Soul sand is going to be in the water too? In the caves?
Soul sand isn't there by default. You have to put it there. But soul sand. Uplift. Yeah, soul sand pushes you up.
Oh, okay.
And magma blocks pull you down.
Yeah, I've already run into it.
Which literally should be the opposite, if anything, because soul sand slows you down, and heat rises, not falls down.
Well, so the concept for the
density of the water. So you
And then the reason, quote unquote, I was given by Mojang for the soul sand, it's the souls escaping, pushing you up as they escape.
Would it be more that you're being dragged down into the soul sucking sand?
I don't know.
This is going to be a huge argument on which way it should go.
I think it's more of, oh, we messed up, but we really don't feel like recoding it to fix it. So
yeah, I'm pretty sure this is a what's it called when they...
A boo-boo?
Retcon. Retcon. Well, that's what we meant to do.
A game that only has gravity on like a small handful of things.
Yeah. Pretty much.
True.
But anyway, so getting back to the topic at hand, we've had our reasons for resetting. And other than what, twice, the reasons have always been for a mechanical, you know, a functional reason, not because people were bored and everything else. So are you guys more... Do you prefer the worlds that are constantly running and you're able to do your... I mean, I'm not necessarily one to talk because I never finish my big builds, but you prefer a world where you just can keep building forever and ever and ever, or do you prefer, you know, worlds where you get to the end, you know, you maybe don't race to the end because, I mean, you can technically finish the game in a week or so.
Less than a week.
Yeah, I mean, I reasonably a
correlation.
Week's...
I don't feel there's a correlation between defeating the dragon and the end of the game. To me, that's not, they're not in the same.
Yeah.
No, but it is definitely sort of that landmark that you're in the end game at that point. You know,
pretty much because you've reached the end city. It's literally in the title.
Yeah. So, you know,
I don't see that. To me, it's not the same thing. It's not. It doesn't signal the end of the world and that you should start again.
Well, to be honest, I've never felt that that was the end either. But a lot of people I've played with have always said that once they get to the end city, they, you know, build a little bit there, maybe see what they can do. And then within a week or two, they're done and they're resetting their world.
Yeah, but how many of those people are 77 combined members?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, there's actually a lot more people than you would think. Like, but then again, normal worlds compared to servers, I find people play different on their than they do on a server or realm, sorry.
Well, see, I would argue the exact opposite. So for instance, I'm starting a world with the missus that I'm planning on, unless there's some major, you know, update to the biome generation and everything else. I'm not planning on resetting that world. I'm planning on just letting that world forever live. So I can do my really big builds there and everything else and not have to worry about, you know, resets and time limits of other players and stuff like that. But I could also exceed what you're talking about. You play the game, you get to the end, you do your thing. And since you're the only one there, you just kind of, I did that part. It was an adventure. And now I start over.
Yeah. But the difference between realms and personal worlds is that you can always keep your personal world. Like for us, once we're done with the realm, we have to remove it and put up a new one.
True. Yeah. I mean, we do put it up on the website, but.
Like, I'm not going to lie, like, if season, 4 was still up, I'd probably still be building on season 4. Because, to me, it's not, the end game doesn't start until I can't come up with anything else to do. And I can always come up with something else to do.
Yeah, and personally, I'm the same way. So, like, in realms, I can keep going. Like, I might slow down a few times and then, like, you know, have a little block. Well, what am I going to do now? But in my personal worlds, I find that I'm the opposite. I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I'll scrap the entire thing and I'll go make a new world. And then we'll try fresh ideas in that and see what I can do there. Like, I'm always constantly doing different worlds on my own. But on the realms, I like it where it's just fixated in one spot unless you absolutely have to reset.
And on that, if I may interject, until Mojang and Microsoft introduce some better potatoes, we're not going to be able to infinite realms just based off of player types. I mean, if you get 10 people in a realm that are technical players, we're going to kill a realm in like a week. Oh, yeah. Just based on build styles. I mean,
well, they've
just some of the builds we've done already in 22 days, we can lag out a server or a realm on the potatoes we're given just quickly. I mean, Lag Island that we're on right now is, we're pushing it.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Not bad over here, okay?
I've been okay in my area.
I have serious frame issues every time I'm over there.
And we're not really even pushing a lot of redstone. It's just entity lag that's killing us over there. So, I mean, we get a lot of redstone, and suddenly we're gonna push the boundaries of what we're given. If they could introduce, you know, a little bit more pro realm, hint, hint, Helen and Mojang, if you're listening.
Take my money, please,
for the love of God.
We've been trying to give them our money for a pro realm and pro features for almost 2 years now. So they know. Yeah, you know, they know.
Premium equipment, premium servers. You could charge premium prices at, you know, a couple of bucks a head, you know. Put, now, you know, double occupancy, 20 people, 50 people. You can make a killing. We're willing. Let's do this.
Well, but yeah. So
something like that's implemented, we can't do infinite worlds and never reset. It's just it's impossible.
Well,
it is true.
Let's assume for purpose of this conversation, because again, that's a functional reset. You know, if the world is lagging so hard, obviously it's time to reset and you need to move on because it's just not playable at that point. But assuming that we did have a realm that, you know, it might lag a little bit because it's big or, you know, there's a lot of chunks active and stuff like that. Where is that cutoff point for people? You know, is it as, you know, Jig is saying every time that he, you know, says the game's over when he can't build anything, he can always think of something else to build. Other people, again, are in the other line of thought where it's an adventure game, you know, with building aspects. So worst that can happen is they say no after 22. Yeah, true. Well, Kat, we're a little pro with our build style. So yeah, after 22 days, we kind of push our servers. And we definitely have told Helen if they ever need to test a pro realm and pro players, definitely give us a ring. they are well aware.
They need to be the testers.
I've talked to Matt. I mean, I've talked to Helen. They both are very much aware of our situation.
There's a point where we get into a build and suddenly after 22 days, we're like, golly darn it. We're almost to the point where we have to abandon a base and like, oh, come on guys. We gotta go somewhere else and let's try this, you know, try this from scratch.
You have so much stuff in one area. Like if you spread out everything, so you have slime.
I think maybe we could try it. Maybe not so compact, but the point of it doing it compact was so we wouldn't load a bunch of chunks. So
loaded all the time and your production.
Yeah. So I don't know. This experiment was, you know, keep it as condensed as possible so we wouldn't run up a bunch of chunks and have a bunch of forced chunks causing a bunch of lag and it kind of backfired. And
because you're squeezing everything in. Yeah.
Yeah. But again, it's not a bunch of redstone. I think the only thing we have that's redstone is the melon pumpkin farm, and it's mini compared to what we've done in the past.
Yeah, and especially with some of the
you guys have.
Villagers, we're not even pushing as much as we had last time. So, 40, probably 55 or so.
I mean, it's probably not laggy for everyone over there.
Yeah, like me, where I am, I don't do any of that stuff. So I'm good. I'm cruising along fine.
Well, it also depends on what your resource is. So if some people are running Windows 10 on pretty good systems, you know, are they having the same lag issues over in your area, or is it actually a server side based limitation?
Well, I run on my phone.
Right, but you don't have a ton of redstone and other things going on though, right, Eva?
Yeah, no. See, I stay away from the redstone as much as possible. Like I'll do redstone lights or something, but that at the most. Or maybe like a trap door.
Right. But what I'm referring to is if you were to go over to their island, you know, you're on a phone, so my guess is that you would probably lag.
I'd probably crash, actually, to be honest.
So whereas I'm running, you know, a system that'll run, you know, 70 chunks or whatnot in a local world, my guess is I would be okay over there. And it's not a server based thing. It's a matter of rendering things on your local machine.
That's true. Yeah, Steve, I'm used to playing with people who just, like, stay away from redstone. And the people who do use redstone, there's, like, what, like, three of them at maximum? So there's hardly any redstone ever around me.
So Kat's saying Korn actually is fine, and I know he's a PC player. Yeah. So it's not an issue on the server side. It's an issue of what the device itself can handle. Let's see, Monkey is saying... We basically have everyone's building the same sort of farm spread out, reduce the overall load. But yeah, the issue again is, you know, yeah, we can have one instead of, you know, multiples, but it doesn't seem to be that limitation doesn't seem to necessarily be the realm itself. We've definitely had issues in the past where the realm is the problem. You know, it doesn't matter how fast or how powerful your computer is. The server just couldn't keep up with us. But this specific issue seems to be more a device end issue, not a server side issue.
And I like to have duplicate farms everywhere anyway, because not everyone's at the same spot loading it all the time.
True. And maybe in this season, maybe we want to have a industrial farm area on the server. So that way people can build their stuff and coming back to the topic. I like that idea.
I still like resets, but like right now there's like so many times, especially when I'm out mining or when I'm collecting resources, that I'm like, shulkers would be really nice right now.
Well, so that though goes into the idea of, you know, you can race to the end and get the shulkers and everything else, you know, pretty fast, pretty early on. And I don't think really at this point as a concept, the idea of fighting the dragon as a group is all that critical, just because we've done it so many times at this point. But the issue, you know, that we're kind of afraid of is, yeah, we race to the end, everyone has shulkers, and half our player base go, okay, we've done stuff, you know, we have a couple weeks more after, and then we lose that entire player base. Because we've had this conversation many, many times in the past. And I think Monkey actually is the one that sort of summed it up. We have adventure players who are playing an adventure game that has an aspect of building. And then we have, building players who build in this survival world that they have to adventure to get their blocks and their resources. And they seem to be very different in terms of the way that they view the game.
Oh, yeah.
Finding the happy medium for everybody.
And Monkey's furiously typing here because I probably misquote him. But that was a year. Was that a year ago already? That might have been a year ago. Wow, we've been on this run a long time. Quote. It was the general idea of the quote.
You gotta summarize.
Fine. The summary of what Monkey said was that. Yep, and when others rush into the endgame, there is nothing left for adventurers to do pretty quick and move on to the other realms. Yep, exactly. That brings us back to the question, you know, what do people think of, you know, how to pace the game? You know, do you manufacture breakpoints into the game? That's what we've always done in the 77th, where, well, we know where the stronghold is, but you know what? We're not going to fight the dragon until X amount of, you know, time into the world. Just to try to stretch out the adventure versus...
I don't know if that's so much stretching it out as to giving everybody a chance that wants to participate to feel ready to participate.
True.
Within a week, you can tell who are the casual players and who spends all night playing. So it makes sense to let everyone else get to a similar readiness before you really just open the floodgates to the end.
Right, I was hearing from a bunch of you guys that, you know, you really want shulkers, for instance. There was a realm, I think Kat was mentioning, was it Worst Realm Ever? The Minecraft where you could actually buy shulkers over there.
Shulkers.
Yep. Like, okay. So the Worst Realm Ever, you could buy shulkers.
You just step on a pressure plate and they shoot them at you.
Oh, they give them to you for free. Okay.
The first thing you get when you log in is a shulker.
Now, obviously,
I jumped on that pressure plate like a million times as soon as I get in there.
Obviously we can't do that because we're, you know, vanilla. We don't do commands. We don't do any of those cheaty sort of stuff. The most we do is we have cords turned on. You know, that's it. It's still basic vanilla gameplay just with cords. So we don't have that option. So, you know, the only way to get shulker. Sorry, say again.
They reset, like I said, it's kind of hard to compare ourselves to war. They reset every other month. If
I don't know. I know there's a number.
Oh, yeah.
I know the people in the peanut gallery that aren't talking.
So many people that are that play on that realm.
Yeah, I heard they're doing something about a adventure mode around spawn to prevent griefing and other stuff like that.
Yeah,
is that possible?
Yeah, so there's like
roles you can give players and stuff and like little commands you can do. Like if you make a person a guest, they can't break anything or anything. If you like, you can give people certain privileges in settings.
So they're going to do like an area of effect where like someone inside this area has this privilege. Sometimes.
Right. I think so. I'm not
regional based though. It takes a little bit of coding.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the spawn area is protected basically in adventure mode.
So there's to prevent griefing?
That's what I heard.
Yeah. So protect the spawn build for griefing.
I also heard barrier blocks will be coming eventually.
Yeah, like they're getting ready for that's in the we were talking phase about two. In the nope, not phase two. That's in 1.6. Let me go back up here. Phantoms and barrier blocks are part of that beta currently. So not in the next update, but the update after that, we'll be getting barrier blocks available in creative mode. Which
craft them.
Yeah. No, you can't craft a barrier block. It's definitely a map based thing only.
It's basically redstone. Griefing isn't
something we've ever had to really worry about.
Well, no, it's not redstone that's invisible. It's literally, think of it like an unbreakable glass block. Yeah, it's
bedrock that's invisible. I think I said redstone on accident.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's invisible bedrock, basically. Nine. Cat says, "Well, you can craft it. You just need 9 air blocks, and that makes 1 barrier block."
I'll get my silk toothpick then and start mining.
You joke, but air blocks are a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I know they physically exist, but you're not getting those in survival either.
Or well, creative. You do.
An air block is an empty block. Is an empty space in your inventory. That's an air block, quote unquote.
It was you had to command your like not in the.
Yeah, you can command the empty spots are not air blocks. The air block is an actual physical block, just like fire is a physical block that you can get and other stuff, but not in the real survival game. Yep.
Yeah, air block's just not obtainable in Bedrock Edition.
Back in the days when I used Pocket Inv Editor,
basically you have it in your empty inventory, but
you're a physical block.
Every spot in your inventory has an ID.
Is that the block ID of the blocks of the month or day?
Is
Hazel the block of the month?
No. In Alpha, you could have air blocks in their inventory.
In Java, that was Java.
The technical name is Minecraft:air.
Cat brought up the glitch water block.
True, glitch water. You're not supposed to be able to get that.
But I'm giving all of mine to Spike. I hope you enjoy them, Jake's Spike.
Yeah, throwing them at me.
they're trying to protect the spawn island, sort of walking my way back to the main conversation. They're protecting the island right now with commands and, you know, changing people's values. So that way when they get outside that area, they go back to survival mode instead of adventure mode. And then barrier blocks, you know, will be helpful as well in the future. But that's not coming for another 2 versions.
Let me read up. What is Monkey's quote? Is what? When others rush into the end game, there's nothing left for adventurers to do pretty quick, and they move on to nothing. Well, are those people adventurers, though? Really?
Well, it depends on when they're coming in. So if you're coming into a world that's been active for, you know, 3 months or so, obviously everything nearby spawn is going to be explored and, you know, picked clean.
Yeah, so you have no choice but to adventure.
Well, yeah, but like me, myself, like I find myself an adventurer. And for me, you're not really an adventurer if you're just like, oh, let's beat the game. It's not an adventure game. That's just your goal.
Well, as Monkey said, that was just the word I was using for adventurer. We're referring to people who play the game part, not the building part of the game. And okay. I need to refill my what do we call this?
Get all their toys.
A black Irish drink coffee. Since you know this is cocktail hour, I do need my cocktail available here.
We like to try to find a balance between all the different types of players and not necessarily keep the world going for a year and but not reset after a month and try to find a happy middle.
Well, yeah, I'm not anti like resets. I like resets. Like resets every, you know, so often are nice.
Well, at that's least what we're over talking 6 months, right?
I'd like to see them last longer myself.
Yeah, I mean, I
do like long realms though. Like 5 months. How long was season 4?
Oh,
4 was one of the shorter ones, I think.
I don't think so. Actually, I think up on the website I have a hidden folder that has all that player data for the seasons.
Somewhere too.
I want to look it up.
Season showcases. Let's see. Season 1 was from September 22nd to January 2nd, so that's what, 3 months?
Or January 2nd before Christmas.
Yeah, technically it was open until January 2nd. It closed a little earlier. Well, it was, we switched to season 2 a little earlier. Let's see, season 2, I don't have information. I just have a ton of pictures, apparently. Well, that's not helpful.
December 22nd. To June 1st, I believe.
So that was 6 months. That was season 2.
And we were waiting for the Explorer update with the mansions before we reset.
So oh, here we go. Yeah. December 22nd to July 7th. Season 3 was June 6th. Wow, okay, so season 2 was open for a month almost. And then season 4 opened September 22nd. So season 3 was actually probably one of the shorter ones.
1 year anniversary when we reset.
Yeah, and then season 4 was September 22nd to February 2nd.
It's like 5 or 6 months, right?
That's about 5 months, yeah.
So that's pretty long.
And then season 5 was February 2nd to May 26th. So that was, 2-3 months? So yeah, season 5 was pretty short. Season 4 actually went fairly long.
Yeah, season 4 was probably one of my favorite seasons that I've been a part of. I could have kept playing
season 4. Yeah, season 2 and season 4 were the two that lasted the longest. So it looks like 5-6 months or so. But season 2 was dead for the last few months. Yeah. Well, I'm not including that last full dead month. Season 3 started June 6th. And the season 2 was open till July 7th. So there was a full month of overlap there. But
started season 3 in June, early
June 6th.
Yeah, we waited till the reason season 2 we wanted to wait till the Explorer update with mansions.
Right, because
that's why we dragged out season 2 and we had the waiting room realm open where we rushed.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So really season 4 was the season that lasted the longest.
And we reset that because the file was getting too big, right?
That world file was huge. It was over 3.
Oh, I know, I have it.
It was over 3 gigs. Luckily, the new updates compressed it and stuff, but good golly.
Kat says that wasn't the reason.
That wasn't the official reason. No, we just had the Realm Killers. Is that what it is, Kat?
The Realm Killers? What was it?
I think that's what Kat said earlier. Something about Realm Killers.
Somebody starts talking reset, all of a sudden the world goes dead.
Oh, right. That was the reason. That the realm kind of...
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we won't get into that. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, season 4, it sounds like, was... We can't really get 5 to 6 months before the world kind of just stops and we reset. And maybe that's just the natural point where things kind of end and people aren't building other than the, you know, as Jake said, he could have kept building forever and such like that. But
yeah.
Wasn't
season 4 when we rushed the end too?
No. We've never gone before
we've
a month.
Waited a month.
Yeah.
Or was that season 3?
We've never had it over. Well, no, season... Shoot, when did
season
I build...
Season 5, we opened it earlier than normal. we did.
Nah, season four was the Tazel spent a month making that sweet, sweet, awesome end hub.
Oh yeah,
that never got used.
Yeah,
I think I was thinking three. There was a day where you all rushed the dragon fight in the Wither, right? No, it was Wither. My bad.
Waiting room. Wasn't that the waiting room?
Yeah, were you there for the waiting room, Jake? I don't think he was.
For what, season three?
Season three.
We had a.
I joined late season three, but I did. I think I applied earlier in that season.
Before season three started, we had a holdover realm we called the waiting room that we rushed. We wanted to see how fast we can fight the dragon and the wither, and we did it in a week.
Yeah, it was all.
And we probably could have done it sooner. We just waited.
Yeah, it was all collaborative builds. There was no private builds and stuff in the waiting room. Oh, shoot.
It was organized. We probably could have done it three days.
Problem with putting cherries in a drink, they sink to the bottom.
Oh, yes.
Definitely do a UHC event at some point on Special Event Realm.
Yeah, I would love some UHC stuff going on. But again, without things like the barrier that can be moved in, granted barrier blocks will help quite a bit, but UHC, just so for the people that know, UHC comes from the Hermitcraft world. It's Ultimate Hermitcraft, where basically it's a battle royale, either individually or a team. And eventually only one survives.
It stands for ultra hardcore survival.
Ultra hardcore, fine.
Dead, you're done. It's kind of like what you're doing Generations, but a bit more extreme.
It's kind of like Hunger Games.
Yeah.
I'd be dead in like the first
one game. Life. Everyone against everyone.
Usually gentlemen's rules. You know, no killing within the first day.
Yeah, you get like one sun cycle to prep, and then bloodbath.
Mm-hmm. Although you can hide and run.
I will say you could technically make the border with commands. Just you could just, because since you have the cords on, you can just build the walls. They're like glass walls, and if you run into a glass wall, you know you can't go past it, or even just make a bedrock.
Yeah, I mean,
or y'all could just teleport everyone to a certain location randomly.
Yeah, like a end arena.
Yeah,
you have no choice but to fight now.
Yeah, but the you would need some sort of barrier to help encourage activity instead of just, hey, everyone's building within a certain time, and then everyone gets sent to an arena.
You would just, like, it would have to be something that people would just respect, that after, like, let's say four sunrises, people should start heading towards, let's say, for example, I was watching this one series where they headed to the Woodland Mansion, and you could try to kill an evoker there to get a Totem of Undying, and people, that would be, like, an advantage.
True.
So there'd be reasons for heading early, and eventually you'd need to head there anyways. And then let's say if you weren't there by like sunrise six, everyone would be teleported. Random people who weren't there would be teleported in like a zone randomly. I'm not sure how we would do that though for command wise. I'm not that in depth, but you could.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm pretty
sure
we would be pretty good on the honor system though.
Yeah.
For the most part. It wouldn't, for like the kind of group that would probably end up doing it, it wouldn't be too hard to establish rules like that.
Yeah, maybe for a future discussion we can sort of get into, you know, some idea behind UHC. And in fact, let me write that down on the spreadsheet so that way we have that as a possible conversation.
And of course, here comes the spreadsheet.
Done. And going back
to have to stage the intervention soon.
I like my spreadsheets. There's nothing wrong with spreadsheets. But yeah, just wrapping up, just because we are, you know, getting towards the end of our conversation here. So it sounds
45 minutes.
Yeah, 45 minutes. It sounds like I'm not sure we've really made any
headway. Take my money. We need Pro Realms.
Yes. So Pro Realms. So there's the functional aspect of resetting a realm that is there. It sounds like the majority of people are okay with being a survival game with a adventure aspect to it, where you're building stuff as the primary focus, versus the adventure game with, you know, some little bits of, you know, building stuff so you can survive.
I have literally never intentionally deleted a world on purpose.
Okay, so yeah. maybe I wasn't clear, because Grumpy Cat's going, huh, in the chat. So, so Jade, can you translate Tazelish for her?
So what Tazelish says is, it seems like people are for opening the end right now, so Jade can get his shulker so he can buy. Versus, let's wait it out so people can catch up. Is that it? Is that
kind of sort of? It seems the majority of people who play Minecraft are not the sort of people that are playing it to get to the end, fight the dragon, do a little bit of exploring afterwards, and then they're done. At least the people that play in Realms. It's people who, you know, want to build all the things in a survival world, and the fact that the dragon's been, you know, defeated and the end is there. As long as the resources are nearby enough and they have stuff to build, they're fine with not resetting the world. Yes?
Yeah. Sounds about right. I mean, it doesn't... I was definitely joking when I was like, open it right now so Jake can get his...
I don't think you were joking.
I'm kind of joking, you know, like
there was definitely sincerity in that.
Within a month would be, you know, is what I would say would be the longest it should take for the end to be open, and then
four weeks
would be we shouldn't open before 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay, but so. Right now, we know where the stronghold is, right?
Oh, we know where two of them are.
We know two of them are. Okay. So we could theoretically open the end at the 1 month mark. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah. We could theoretically open it at 1 month or now. Depends on... I mean, I think we should do a poll on that.
Surprise.
So Jig's option for opening the end are now or now... Or soon.
Now or soon or within a month.
Or he's already done it. Yay!
No, he would get in trouble for that in our realm.
Oh, I definitely have not already opened it. I would not be complaining about shulkers if I have.
Okay.
Hello, Dragon. It's nice to see you. Continuing on this way with my pillar.
Is it a general concept then that people who like doing speedruns like rushing to the end and then are done with the game maybe just don't typically... play on realms with other people, or
very rarely?
Speedruns are only fun when you do it like the first couple of times, because then, like, once you've done the speedrun, you're like, okay, cool, I did it, and now it's done.
Okay, what about the opposite? So speedruns are sort of the Uber adventurer, or, you know, whatever you want to call them. Is there an extreme when it comes to building in a realm?
Ooh.
Oh, there definitely is an extreme.
Definitely.
And I'm not talking my builds, because I don't have as much time as I plan for way more time than I actually have the ability to play.
I see. I'm like that too. Like, I'm always like, every time I log on, I'm like, oh, I can do this and this. I'm going to do that. And then I'll be doing something, run out of time, and be like, okay. Maybe I have time to do this. And then when I log back on, forget everything, do a bunch of different ideas, be like, okay, now I'll do this, 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 this. And I'm always constantly changing and building more stuff. I don't really finish my big build, but...
That never happens to me.
I don't think I've ever finished a single project on the 77.
I never finished a big build ever on any realm I've ever been on, so... Trying to make it a goal this time.
I mean, well, I do agree with Monkey, though, that some people will eventually get bored if we open the end too soon. However, I don't think delaying that is going to make those people stay longer.
No, because then they'll get frustrated that they can't get to it. Like, you know, that frustration that you can't reach that end, that point where you're going.
The Wither is a way bigger boss than the Ender Dragon.
Oh, definitely. I don't understand why the dragon's the end boss and not the Wither.
Because the dragon's in the end.
With the Shulkers. You only get a beacon from the Wither. It's not as useful.
And Kat, the Burg Shrine is not finished yet. The shrine is finished, but the shrine project is not. I still have to make a pathway. And all kinds of other stuff.
Okay, so it sounds like there maybe is... We all think that there is a end point where the world is just too, filled with creative builds and everything else, and yet we can't seem to think of a time when that actually can happen.
Well,
different for each season. Like, some seasons people are extremely inspired, and others people are not.
It's also
a lot of different variables.
Yeah, like Monkey said, it's also the players you have on. Like, do you have more building type players on at the same time, or do you have more like redstone players that like building contraptions and like XP farms and things like that at the same time? I noticed that when there's more people building mechanics, the realms that I've been on, they close faster and they have to restart because everything's been maxed out. And then where there's other realms, some last even longer. I've been on a realm that's been on for like a year and a half because people are only building with absolutely no redstone and they're super spread apart and they're really pacing out how they build.
Yeah, so. I don't understand how you can play like that. I like my redstone.
I hate redstone. Absolutely hate it.
You have to have it in a survival world. You just have to.
For like a compass.
We don't have to have redstone.
Yes, you do. Let me show you the spreadsheet that shows you exactly the formula that requires you to have redstone in order in your world. Yes.
Boom, spreadsheet.
Spreadsheeted.
I use redstone. Compass and still get lost in this, so it's useless.
Like, I'm not,
that's
I'm
because
not
you're using a compass. I mean,
it does make your life easier. Redstone definitely makes your life easier, but I'm willing to bet that you could live without it.
Yeah, I do. I literally just collect it for pretty like fixtures.
Don't have like three stacks of blocks of the stuff.
See, I use so much redstone. I'm shocked I haven't built any redstone stuff yet, but that's probably because I've been doing all my redstone builds in the Mr. and Mrs. realm that I've started. So,
and Kat, I'm talking like redstone contraptions, not the redstone thing itself.
Uh-huh. Okay, so just to sort of wrap up here. Since I don't think, and you know what, honestly, I didn't expect us to come up with any sort of answer. I just thought it was an interesting conversation topic.
Oh, it definitely
was. I mean, we've been talking for what? 40 minutes?
Right now. I want cake now.
Does make
so it, just to go around the horn here. Where do people think that they are in the spectrum of building versus, forever on a world versus resetting, and the pros and cons of each in a short little response. Eva, you go first.
Honestly, I'm in between. At least 6 months, unless I'm forced to reset, I'm okay with like a minimum of 6 months playing.
Okay, so you're a long term, you prefer the longer term. 6 months plus. Okay.
Yeah.
It looks like Kat is right there with you. Sure, hands up as a builder girl, long-term builder. Jig, what about you?
I am definitely, I agree with them. Unless we have to for some sort of technical reason or something comes out that, makes new features that only happen during world generation, I would like 6 months plus. However, there's definitely a point where, let's say, inactivity, where we should reset just to bring some life into the realm.
Okay. Spikebeer, what are you, your thoughts on the matter?
I'm longer. I'd like to have projects and then think of my next project. And but like Jig said, as long as the realm's active, as soon as I'm the only one there on repeatedly, I'm like to get okay. life back in the world. But if it was the world was active, and I would happily continue to find new things to build and do on the same world for, I think it'd be cool to see what we could do in a year.
Okay. Jack, what are your thoughts here?
I agree. I would love to see how long we could keep something going. If we were given a better potato, I'd love to see a year plus. Just because I want to see an entire continent of what Ghost could do.
That would be quite amazing. Yeah. Holy moly.
I want to see that. I want to see
the nation an of entire Ghost.
Yeah, I want to see. We have so many talented builders.
Yeah, Dini as well.
In our realm. Dini,
he never finishes a build.
Everybody we have, just some of the snippets I've seen and some of the walkthroughs that we've had, just if we could get more time and just more. Because as soon as a realm goes dead, people, a little bit of lag or a little bit of, just something just kills it. And then nobody wants to be in there anymore. It's not that people are becoming less creative. It's just it's no longer fun because of hardware or because of something. If that wasn't there, we could easily go a year plus. And I think if that weren't the issue, I'd love to see what would happen.
Okay. What are you... Your thoughts here.
Also would be very interested to see like what we could do in a year. Always like we could like keep the momentum going, because like once like there's a stumbling block or something, it's pretty easy to just finish up everything and just maintain this, in which case I think that resets are a big help. To just like rekindle the creative spark, we could like keep the momentum going and have a whole bunch of things we want to do. I think going a long time could be fun.
Okay, so all of us here at least seem to be in the same boat in terms of what we would like. The longer, the ability to get all our builds in there. So maybe we'll be opening up the end soonish here so we can get our shulkers to do these quite large builds. Yes. And an entire realm to play on Java. Yeah.
I only need 18 shulkers to fill my ender chest. Only 18 guys.
Only 18.
Okay. So I think that's basically,
on another note, like another reason, like even for those people who are like more adventure themed and think that beating the Ender Dragon would be the end, like I definitely do plan on creating like some sort of event type thing where someone goes to adventure. So hopefully that it catches their eyes and they're interested.
Yeah, you got to keep.
There's a couple of those planned.
Make the games areas and the different things that people can play and do. Yeah, there are things you can do to entice the adventure type players, I suppose, in the longer realms. But as Kat mentioned before, there is no happy, there's no answer that will solve it for everyone, sadly. So,
Rock realms but again, out there that are pushing a year. Ava and Spider and myself, we're all on McCaverns, which is
But from the sounds of it, and I'm a one realm sort of guy. Those other realms aren't as shall we say productive.
Well, actually, I play on
argue that one.
Yeah, I play on McCaverns too. They're actually pretty pretty productive in what they do.
Oh, they are.
Like they found a really good balance between everything. Like they keep the adventurers happy. They have an area just for building, and then, you know, people like me who like to hide away, they have their little cavern where you can just sit and hide and be happy.
They're definitely not a vanilla realm. I don't know if they didn't, like, they will set up teleports to
no the those. Yeah, they
utilize the nether like we do, and they take, yeah, it's not a vanilla realm. It's not remodded, but they definitely use command blocks to try to increase the longevity.
Yeah, see, that's the difference, though, right? So, like, to keep some people happy, you have to like sacrifice something. Like, if you have a vanilla realm, people who want to do certain things you can't do because you can't access that stuff in vanilla. But on the caverns, they have it so like you can do certain activities because of the commands and the cheats they have on to keep everybody happy.
So it almost sounds like in order to really strike that balance, you can't be in a vanilla realm. You have to sort of change the way the game works a little bit to
find that medium. I'd like to test that theory. See if we could do it.
I mean,
yeah, you could.
It's part of the reason why we have the, you know, the SE realm, to sort of have some of that freshness, some of that, you know, thing. And we'll be, I think, season like five, I think, will be going tweets away here in a bit.
Is murder mystery coming back?
Oh, yeah. I
hide some more from people while they're trying to murder me.
I like the murder mystery one. I prefer just a straight up PvP world. But anyway, that's another day.
Yes, that's for another time. Okay, on the spreadsheet, SE Realm Ideas. Okay. That's going to be it for the 77 The Cocktail Hour for this week. Big thank you to Jig for helping read the headlines here. Also for Eva Dark, Spike Beer, Yomate21, the Jericho Jack, for being in the chat here, along with Cat and Cat Monkey, Miss Grumpy Cat and Cat Monkey Feed from the Peanut Gallery, for chiming in as well. For those not already part of the 77th Combine, but want to learn more, please check out our website at the77combine.com for more stories, pictures, where to watch us, and all our past season content. Our account on Twitter is 77combine. You can also find us in the Minecraft Multiplayer Discord group or over on our official YouTube channel. If you need to get in touch with us, our contact email address is 77combineops@gmail.com. We record this live on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern, and it is open to any member here on the 77th Combine. For everyone listening live, we'll be continuing on to the 77th After Dark voice chat. Thanks for listening, and happy crafting.